to Our Village, Please Invade Carefully by Eddie Robson. Episode 4, Little Green Lights.
I'm sure you're wondering why I invited you here today.
No. Were you Richard?
Nope. People often invite Margaret and I over to their houses for tea. I didn't feel I was being kept in the dark about anything.
Nevertheless, I would like to segue the conversation into explaining why I invited you here today.
Well, would it help if I asked you why you invited us here today?
It would, thank you.
Why did you invite us here today, Mr. Ouyaban?
Well, I'm preparing for a visit from my immediate superior. His name is Grivuk.
Oh, he sounds nice.
He isn't. He's quite mean. And he's coming to assess the pilot scheme, see how our little mini-invasion of your village is going, and, fingers crossed, give us the go-ahead for the full invasion of Earth.
Yes, fingers crossed.
Thing is, the invasions program is undergoing a series of cutbacks. Our master strategists had predicted by now that we'd be winning the war against our mortal enemies, the Thuthron.
The Futhron?
No, the Thuvon.
No, Thuthron. It's a silly name. Anyway, it's a real drain on the old coffers, fighting a war on 89 fronts. So I need to present a compelling fiscal case for conquering this planet. And I'd like you to help me, Richard.
That sounds right up your street.
Does it? I usually specialise in VAT returns.
I can't imagine that budgeting for a global invasion is much more complicated than a VAT return.
I'd appreciate it. By law, we have to use an independent financial assessor. It can't be anyone from our own planet.
Couldn't you get someone from one of those other planets who invaded it?
Most of them can't count. Many are gaseous, wraith-like creatures with no fingers. And a surprising amount of the others are giant mice.
Oh, go on, Richard.
All right.
Splendid. I've printed the accounts for you here.
Yes.
You can use my study. Please don't talk to the printer yourself. He's been spreading all sorts of malicious gossip about me.
Righto.
And, Margaret, there is a matter that I need your help with.
What?
You're not going to like it.
This meeting of the Crescent Green Resistance Group will now come to order.
I thought it already had.
No, I haven't called out everyone's name yet. Katrina Lyons, here. Lucy Alexander?
Yeah.
Weird Patrick? So, he meant it when he said he was never coming back.
It was an accident. I didn't mean to break his stupid Xena warrior princess mug.
I know he's annoying, but we need all the help we can get. I was planning a brainstorming session today.
Brainstorming session? Excuse me, I didn't realise we were in the office of, like, a corporate banking society.
What does that even mean?
I'm just saying, God, you're making it, like, work.
Achieving anything worthwhile is hard work. I bet the French Resistance wasn't as exciting as it is in films. Or as whimsical as it was in L.O.L.O.
What's L.O.L.O.?
You need never know.
The Resistance thing was exciting at the beginning, but I'm sort of over it now.
You're over it? You're over trying to prevent humanity becoming subservient to an alien menace?
It's impossible, though. They've got laser guns and a spaceship and a really, really clever computer. And we've got
wit, ingenuity, pluck, heart, soul, guts, legs, lots of things.
But not laser guns or any guns.
We don't need guns. I'll think of something. I'll come up with a new plan that will definitely, well, not definitely work. There's a lot you can't legislate for. It will probably... All right, it will look plausible. And while I'm doing that, you try to glue Patrick's mug back together.
Oh.
You really can't think of anyone.
No. I don't think anyone in this village will consent to their child being slaughtered, roasted, and served at a banquet.
How sure are you of that? 80%?
Why do you need to do this?
I'm afraid it's a long-standing Gian tradition. When you're the first colonists on a planet, you're supposed to serve up a roasted native child when your commanding officer arrives. If someone was willing to offer up their child as a tasty sacrifice, there would be substantial benefits for them.
What possible compensation could you offer for giving up their child to be eaten by aliens?
After the invasion, they can have an island.
An island?
A really big one, like Japan.
But would Japan compensate for the lingering feelings of loss and guilt and regret?
It's a very beautiful country, and the transport network is first class.
But no, it wouldn't.
No, I wish we didn't have to do this. Maybe I'm just being paranoid, but I feel like slaughtering one of their children for food might sour the village's opinion of me.
Look, I might be able to help.
Oh, thank you. Katrina is a little older than I wanted, but it would kill two birds with one stone.
No, not Katrina.
Why not?
Because she's my daughter and I love her.
Do you? I didn't realise.
Mum, what are you doing with all that mince?
I'm trying to get it to look sort of child-shaped.
I'm trying to decide whether to say, good grief, why, or to tell you it doesn't.
Well, that side's not finished yet. Look at it from this side.
From this side, it looks like Peppa Pig.
Oh, fiddle.
Right, now I'm going to say, good grief, why?
I'm making it for Mr. Ulyabahn.
Because he can't have a child of his own?
He needs it for a banquet. It's one of their traditions.
What a hideous bunch.
Aren't you always the one preaching cultural sensitivity?
I'm fairly comfortable with being insensitive to a man who likes eating meat effigies of children.
He doesn't like it. In fact, the tradition is normally to eat an actual child.
But he's allergic to human flesh?
No, he just isn't comfortable about the whole business. Even though he needs to make a good impression on his commanding officer.
His commanding officer's visiting?
Yes, for an assessment.
And will his boss be all right with not getting a real human child?
He'll be perfectly all right with it, because we're not going to tell him. How does he know we don't taste like ground beef? Now, please, get out of my kitchen so I can get on.
I could help.
Cookery is hardly your forte.
No, but I did sculpture at school.
With meat?
Yes, it was the 90s. We're all trying to be Damien Hirst. Mine got a bit rancid before the end of year exhibition, but if anything, that underlined the symbolism of the piece. So I thought it was very unfair of them to give me a C just because it smelled a bit.
The final cost will depend on how easily you subdue the global population.
Indeed.
If humanity just surrenders, then the overall cost could be as little as this.
Oh, there might even be enough money left over to invade that inhabited moon of Jupiter.
An inhabited moon of Jupiter?
Just a small amount of aquatic life. I say invasion. It'd be more of a fishing trip, really. But this is good news.
Ah, but if there's a lot of resistance running guerrilla battles and so on, it could be as much as...
Oh. Well, if that's the cost, they'll either tell me to abandon the invasion plan...
Right!
...or just fry all living matter on the planet.
I'd rather you didn't.
Me neither. But it's cheap, and we can still extract the mineral wealth afterwards.
But if you keep us alive, you could turn Earth into a manufacturing base.
I'm afraid all our manufacturing is mechanized. But we're always having trouble finding staff for our operations hub.
That sounds important.
Oh, it is. When the Geonin citizenry need to raise issues with central command, they're directed towards the operations hub, where their comments are logged, responded to, and passed up the chain.
It sounds like a call center.
Yes, that's what you call them, a call center. We can set up a subspace communications link between Earth and Geosys and turn your planet into an enormous call centre. Great idea, Richard.
It wasn't exactly my idea.
No, there's no need for modesty. You deserve the credit, and I want you to help me present this plan to the Supreme Commander.
Oh, good.
These chipolatas are much bigger than a child's fingers, surely.
They're all we've got. Look, cut them in half like so, and then we just say he was obese.
I suppose that has its own internal logic, that we killed the fleshiest child we could find.
Exactly. Now, bulk him out, slap some more mince on the top.
All right, but please stop calling it him.
How did it go?
Mixed.
What was mixed?
He's been helping Ulyabahn with the invasion budget.
Oh, Dad!
Your mother badgered me into it.
You should be getting into his good books. If he's going to be in charge of everything.
Yes, I would rather he wasn't, though.
I don't know. We're short of strong, decisive leadership these days.
He may well destroy us all from space. Is that strong and decisive enough for you?
He's going to do that.
It came up during the meeting.
How did you manage to annoy him that much in one afternoon?
Not because I annoyed him, because it's cheaper. But although it's still an option, I think I've managed to steer him away from it.
Oh, well done. They might erect a statue of you for that, or at least name the stand behind the goal in a football stadium after you.
The bad news is that I seem to have inadvertently steered him toward turning Earth into a giant outsourced call center for the Empire.
Oh.
Well, it's a step up from being dead.
I can tell you've never worked in a call center.
Computer?
Yes, sir?
Give me a haircut.
Certainly. What are we doing with it today?
Cutting it.
Have you considered making your fringe into more of a feature?
Could you please just... Oh, what, you mean sort of brushed over to one side and sort of hanging just above one eye?
Or all the way down to your chin like Phil Oakey from the Human League.
Who are the Human League? Another resistance group?
No, they were more electro-pop.
This is not the day for reckless experimentation. I need to look absolutely professional. So just give me the usual.
Stand still, and I'll lower the haircut 100 into position.
Are all the minions groomed?
Yes, and their claws have been manicured.
Has the spaceship been cleaned?
Yes.
Is the banquet ready?
As ready as it will ever be.
How do I look?
I still think you should have gone for the fringe.
There's no time. I need to see Richard and go over his presentation. We should be able to...
Alert! A shuttle is arriving from orbit.
But he's not supposed to arrive for another hour.
Yes. My analysis indicates that he is a bit early.
Supreme Commander Grivuk, welcome to...
Oh, God! It stinks!
I hadn't noticed. Your human guise suits you well?
Does it? It's itching me. I was tempted not to bother with it, but, you know, tradition and all that.
Of course, tradition. So important, isn't it? Did you have a good journey?
I've no idea. I was in suspended animation. But I've arrived on time and alive, so I presume it was fine.
Good.
At least I managed to find a parking space. Last place I went to, the native population had covered 98% of the landmass with enormous metal spikes for some reason. Had to land in the sea, which was made of acid. Ruined the finish on the ship.
Well, our native population haven't quite built over every inch of the available space yet.
You're just letting them wander around unsupervised. You haven't even tagged them.
I'm using subtler methods.
Your generation and your modern invasion techniques, I bet you haven't even killed anyone as an example to the rest, have you?
I haven't had cause to do so.
You haven't had the balls to do so, you mean?
With respect, sir, for the purposes of my research program, it's best if the natives can operate in relative normality.
Yes, yes, we'll discuss business over dinner. I hope it's a traditional banquet.
It's all so traditional you'll think I'm your mother in disguise.
You're not, are you?
No.
Oh, good. Because she has tried to catch me out like that before.
Ta-da!
Not a bad spread.
My name's Lucy. I'll be your waitress this afternoon.
What are you doing here?
Mrs. L asked me to help out, seeing as I'm the only one in the village with waitressing experience.
You have waitressing experience?
I worked at Razzle Dazzle Pizza for 3 days, and oh my God, it was the longest 3 days of my life. The manager, right, was this total bitch who docked our pay for every minute we were late, and then one morning she was an hour late, but we didn't get to dock her pay. And when we had a meal break, you were allowed 3 toppings on your pizza, which sounds all right, but you find out cheese and tomato count as 2 of your 3.
The youngling is making noise, all you bum.
Miss Alexander, your grievances with the manageress of the Aylesbury branch of Razzle Dazzle Pizza are noted. Now kindly do the job you were brought here to do.
All right, all right. Our special today, sir, is a roasted human child served in a whiskey cream sauce with seasonal vegetables and potato dauphinois.
Quite impressed, all you bum.
Wait till you see what's for dessert. An ingenious local delicacy known as fruit corners.
Explain more.
A plastic tray containing a portion of fermented milk, but... the corner of the tray houses a smaller portion of compacted fruit. Before eating, one stirs the compacted fruit into the fermented milk.
Why must they be kept apart until the moment of eating?
That I've never asked. I assume that when mixed, they become volatile and therefore must be transported separately.
Makes sense.
Stop!
How did you get past my guards?
I knocked on the front door, and before they answered, I ran round the back and let myself in.
Who is she?
Her name is Katrina Lyons. She's annoying.
Kill her!
Wait. Before you kill me, hear me out.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Shut up.
Stop being so rude.
I'm not interested in anything inferior life forms have to say.
But I've got something to tell you that will shock you to your very core.
Why would I want to be shocked to my very core? That doesn't sound pleasant at all.
It's something you urgently need to know.
Oh, go on then.
That meat you're eating is actually not human flesh.
No!
You already knew that.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ulyabar, a traditional greeting banquet, eh?
I can explain.
I must have been to at least 30 of these bloody banquets down the years, and the meat has always been awful. Gristly, stringy, fatty, flavourless, poisonous in one case, but this is delicious. What is it?
Beef mince slapped over some chicken breast with sausages and black pudding used for the limbs, and it's all wrapped in Parma ham.
What did you make the fingernails from?
Celery.
Oh, I ate one of those. I hate celery.
Was this before or after you forgot it wasn't really a human child?
I can't remember now.
What did you hope to gain from revealing this, Miss Lyons?
I wanted you to be pissed off with Ulyabar so you'd cancel the invasion of Earth.
I thought you had it all under control.
These two are the only ones offering resistance, and it's mostly her. She leads the youngling astray.
That's true, she does lead me astray.
And I wasn't even meant to be here. It's lucky for humanity that I was, frankly.
Well, put this one in the cells. I want to talk to her.
Don't worry, Lucy. I'll think of something.
Last time you said that, you came up with this plan.
Yes, fair point.
I need to speak to the prisoner.
Dad!
Ulyabar said it was fine. Thank you.
Right, I'll pretend to be ill. Then when he opens the cell, you whack him over the head.
What?
You've come to help me escape, haven't you?
No, I wanted a hand with my PowerPoint presentation. I've got this picture of the Earth and I want it to rotate.
Then you'll need to find a rotating animation of the Earth and put it in there. Your laptop can't make a three-dimensional model out of a two-dimensional image.
Why not?
Because your laptop isn't magic, Dad.
Oh, dear. Sounds like they're ready for me. If I can't convince him about the call center thing, what do I do?
Tell him we'd make great pets or gifts for that difficult-to-buy-for relative.
Very decent, Field Commander.
I'm glad it measured up to your expectations.
Although I'm concerned you seem to be picking up some of the humans' habits, like using napkins and wearing shoes. I hope you're not going native, Field Commander.
No, I'm just engaging with them to better understand them. It's how I operate. I'm a people person.
You're not a person.
No, I just meant... Computer, why aren't we getting on with the presentation?
I was waiting for you to. It's
supposed to begin 40 seconds ago. Come on, bring Richard in.
All right. Richard!
Did you manage to find me a globe that spins round?
Yes, and I can also make it bounce up and down like a basketball and then go through a hoop.
Don't do that.
Okay. Let me know if you change your mind.
Who is this, please?
Richard Lyons, one of this planet's leading financial experts.
Well, I wouldn't say...
Don't keep the Supreme Commander waiting.
Right. So, we've all been there. You invade a planet and suck out its mineral worth. But then, what do you do with the native population?
Well, usually I hunt them for sport.
Oh. Aha! But what if you could use them to save billions of pounds?
What are pounds?
There are millions of units of your own native currency, each and every year.
What is a year?
What I'm trying to say is, this idea will save you money.
Right, carry on.
The Earth contains more than 5 billion people of working age, most of whom are capable of being civil and performing clearly prescribed tasks without being shouted at too much. Give them all a crash course in your native language and hey presto!
Who is Presto and why are you shouting at him? Is it just me or does this make no sense?
And there you go. You need never worry about your customer service needs again.
You're suggesting we convert Earth into an outsourced communications hub for our empire?
Yes. The resultant savings will more than cover the cost of the invasion.
Hmm. As it happens, we are looking at new options in that area.
The Earth would be ideal. They love telephones here. Even though I blocked off all communication with the outside world months ago, 81% of the inhabitants still carry their phones around anyway. Occasionally, I see one of them get his or her phone out and stroke the screen, sadly.
I'll give it serious consideration. Excuse me, I'm going to get some air.
I hope you enjoy your walk around our village.
No, I'm not going for a walk. I'm going to get some air from my ship. I don't know how you can bear to breathe this stuff. Oh, that's the stuff.
What have you got there?
It's a canister of compressed air from the crystal spheres of Borghella. Although I seem to have bought sparkling by mistake. I usually just get still. Daxian? Leave us. I want to talk to the prisoner. No, I meant leave the room, not just stand a bit further away. And close the door! Now, do you know how many worlds the Geonin have conquered?
No.
As of last week, 317. 344, if you count the worlds we've invaded twice.
If you're so good, why do you have to invade them twice?
Because they were getting lippy. So we invaded them again just to show them. When we invade a planet, Miss Lyons, it knows it's been invaded.
But do you really want to invade the Earth? We've used most of the mineral wealth.
What for?
Roads and cars, which save us from having to walk everywhere, and gyms, which we build because otherwise we don't get enough exercise. Massive shopping centres, which everyone goes to even though they find them depressing. Planes, which we use to fly fruit around the world instead of eating the fruit which grows half a mile away. And, of course, guns and missiles and stuff for killing people.
Killing each other?
Yes. Until now, we haven't found any other intelligent species to massacre, so we've had to do it to each other.
Right. But we do have plans to use the native population.
Oh, yes. I've got a picture on my phone of a typical example of the native population. What he's wearing there is the current Arsenal away shirt.
What is Arsenal?
Sports team.
And he's a member of the team?
No.
Ah, then he's infiltrated them as a spy.
No, he just likes wearing it.
But it's disgusting. It's purple and black hoops with a red trim.
I know. But they change it every year to sell men like him a new one, and they've done all the designs that look nice. So now they just throw colours together more or less at random. He paid £45 for it.
Why do you have a photograph of him?
He was my boyfriend, briefly. But there you go. That's how stupid I am, too.
Hmm. This changes things. Thank you, Miss Lyons. You may go.
Great. The door's still locked?
Oh. Oh, for heaven's sake, Daxian!
Nailed it!
Don't use filthy language in this house, Katrina.
No, Mom, I think I might have put Ulyaban's boss off the Earth invasion for good.
Oh.
You don't have to look so crestfallen, Dad. You didn't want the Earth to be turned into a giant call centre.
No, but I'm a bit tired. I might go to bed.
You're happy.
Yes, I am happy.
Well then, good for you.
You say that, but it somehow sounds like you don't mean it.
He put a lot of work into this, Katrina. It's a bit insensitive of you to lord it over him.
I wasn't lording it. This is just me being proud of something I've achieved. I realise it's unfamiliar.
I'm going to bed too.
Seriously, I've just saved the world. Is nobody even going to say well done? It's not like I'm asking you to erect a statue of me or name a stand behind the goal in a football ground after me. Although that would be nice. Woohoo! I told you my plan would work.
Your plan didn't work.
We got the result we wanted.
Yeah, but not because of your plan. That backfired completely.
Did Boudicca have to put up with this sort of nitpicking when she drove the Romans out of Britain? Technically, I think you'll find it wasn't your idea to burn down Colchester. It just caught fire and you...
All right! It was all down to your brilliant plan. Can I have some champagne, please?
You can come up to London when you turn 18 and I'll pay for you to get plastered.
Promise?
Promise.
Then it was all worth it. It's open.
Lucy, we don't just let people...
I thought I'd find you here.
Yes, because we're really into cricket now.
You don't have to pretend. I know this is your headquarters.
How did you find out?
I can see the cricket pavilion from my kitchen window. I've noticed you going in and out several times.
Oh, I told you we should have used my dad's greenhouse.
But it's completely transparent.
Exactly. It's the last place they'd expect to see us.
It doesn't matter now. Not now we've convinced your boss to give up on the invasion.
You're mistaken. He's just communicating with the home world, and then I'm confident he'll give us the go-ahead.
We'll see.
Yes, we will.
When? It's just I've opened this champagne and it'll go flat.
I'll help you drink it.
No, you won't. Ulyabon, will you have a glass?
Yes. Thank you. To the Geonin conquest of the earth.
To... the exact opposite of that.
Ah, here you are. Are you busy?
He's gloating at her and she's gloating at him.
Loath as I am to interrupt a good gloating session, I need to get on. I'll admit I was sceptical about your insistence on this research program, Ulyabon, but you were quite right.
I'm glad to hear you say so.
These humans are a peculiar species. In fact, I'm baffled they haven't already wiped themselves out. So we've decided to delay our decision on the invasion for one Earth year so you can continue your research.
What?
What? What?
What about the call centre?
Oh, Central Command, tell me they've resolved that problem. You know the planet Laxina C?
The place where the native population has the power of precognition.
That's the one. We conquered it last month.
Surprised I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, we're outsourcing operations to there. It's ideal. They know what your problem is before you call, so they can offer the solution immediately.
Oh.
No, this is very important work you're doing here, and we mean to let you continue.
Oh, seeing as how it's very important, can I have more resources?
No. Anyway, if I set off now, I can get back to the homeworld by the end of the next star cycle. Youngling.
I'm 17, you know.
Did you put some of that meat in a doggy bag and leave it in my ship with a bottle of wine as requested?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. You didn't steal any of my air, did you?
No.
Good.
He's a terrible tipper. All he left at the end of the meal were two small purple rocks.
Those aren't rocks. Those are extremely rare Mungnian gemstones.
Are they valuable?
No.
I'm glad I stole some of his air.
So, Miss Lyons, we have another year of this to look forward to.
Might not be a year. We might get shot of you sooner than that.
Please keep trying. It's all good material for the research programme.
And just you keep on patronising us and underestimating us. One day we'll make you regret the day you picked a fight with the planet Earth and send you home with your tail between your legs.
We don't have tails.
Figure of speech. And you'll have to go crawling back to your boss and admit that two ordinary and yet also remarkable human women outwitted you.
Yeah, one day. But in the meantime, please consider Lyons Quality Catering for your next event.
I certainly will.
Welcome to our village. Please invade carefully was written by Eddie Robson. It featured Peter Davison, Jan Francis, Jeffrey McGiven, Hattie Morahan, Hannah Murray, John Luke Roberts, and Julian Ryan Tutt. It was script edited by Arthur Matthews, and the producer was Ed Morrish.